Weiter in Shas, we are in Kiddush Daf Yud Beis, picking it up on the first wide line, Beis Hillel Omrim Bepruta. Now we move on to Beis Hillel, Bepruta V'Shava Pruta. The Gemara is going to now deal with whether or not when we say Pruta, do we mean whatever the Pruta is of the time? In other words, I don't care what the value, if the value changes, fluctuates, inflation, value change, whatever pruta is a pruta, or do we mean a particular amount that would, if it would change, and you have to figure out what it actually was at the time. He means to say it's koldu, meaning to say, says Rashi, koma shadarus mishanus madea matbea pa'amim shepochsin pa'amim shemosifin mimishkalam. Sometimes it's worth more, sometimes it's worth less, but it's called whatever the pruta is what it is. Amalei Bais is back to him. Iva la katani. What do you mean? But we learned to the Mishnah, kama hi pruta. How much is a pruta? Echad mishona b'seri talki. It is a very particular amount and value, and therefore it must mean that that's what it is. 1/8 of an isari talki, and therefore if a pruta at 1 year happens to be worth less than that, then you'd have to use more in order to get to that amount. So it's actually fixed and it's not fluctuating. The chitim, if you want to say, hold on a second, hani milibidor shamoshe, maybe that's only talking about the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, really, it's got to be a pruta of whatever the value is. And it happens to be that the Mishnah is defining, describing, and telling us what it was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. If that's what you want to say, chitim, but over here, kidechashva luhula inche, but over here, it goes to whatever it is currently. The haki, asar avdimi, amar. When we see that when Rav Dimi came, he said, Shir Rebbe Simai Bidoro Kami Pruta, he evaluated how much it is, Echad Mishmona Be'eseri Talki, 1/8 of an Eseri Talki. Rashi says, Maisa Bala Funav, it was a story that came to him, Be'isha Shinitskach of a Pruta. This woman got married with a Pruta, and it needs to be worth 1/8 of an Eseri Talki, and the Pruta at the time was worth less than that. In which case, the marriage wasn't a good marriage, it was null and void, clearly saying it's got to be fixed. V'chi, a fixed amount. V'chi asa Ravin. When Ravin came and he said, we came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, Rav Dustoy, Rav Yani, Rav Oshaya, Shiru Kama, Vipruta, they similar concept and they evaluate how much is a Pruta. Echad Mishisha B'Yisrael Talki came out 1/6 of an Yisrael Talki. And Rashi says, L'kamon Refarsh Buksai, it's going to explain what their machlokus is. Why is he saying 1/8? Why is he saying 1/6? But the point's at the end, you clearly see that it's not only talking about that was in the Dor Shamoshe, but now it switches, means to say that that is a standard and it is whatever the value of a pruta was at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what it has to be even now. So what are you going to say to that, Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef says back, I hachi, hainu d'tanina, if it's really true that a pruta that's less than 1/8 of an isari talki is not considered a pruta, then how are you going to explain the following braisa? Say v'chashov kama prutas b'shnei slaim, Yosem Alpaim, go and evaluate how many prutos there are in two sela, you're going to find more than 2,000. Rashi explains that this Mishnah is talking about by someone who's nehene from Hektish, who gets hana from Hektish, shemevi al hanoyas pruta, he brings from the, on if he gets hana of a pruta, in asham bekesef shkalim. Stay away from this vera. You need a big kapara for that. And how much is that? What's that? 2 shekel, which is like 2 sela, saying it's more than 2,000 prutos. But what are you talking about? Hashta al paim lo havyon. If a pruta can't be less than 1/8 of an isser italki, then there's not even 2,000 prutos in 2 sela. Why are you saying 2 sela is more than 2,000? It's not even 2,000. Yosem Alpaim Karle, Karlu, but you're calling it more than 2,000. Must be, it's talking about prutas that are even less valuable than 1/8 of an Isser Italki. We're going to see broken down in a minute. Rashi does the cheshbon for us. And that we come at, there's 4 dinar in a sela. So we're saying that there's over 2,000 prutos in a sela, but in 2 sela, but we know like this, there's 4 dinar in 1 sela. And the price is going to say that each dinner is 24 isser. So if each dinner is 24 isser, and there's 4 dinar in a sela, so do 24 times 4 to figure out how much is in a sela. 24 times 4 is 96. So you have 96 in each sela. 96 times 2 is 192. So in 2 sela, there's going to be 192 isser. Now if you do the math over here, and you come out with 8 because it's 1/8 of an Isser Talki. So you do 8 times, because you want to get a multiple to get to the Isser Talki. 8 times 192 is going to come out to 1,536. So why are you saying there's more than 2,000? Must be talking about someone who says less. So hashtag alpayim lahavim, yasam alpayim karelu. So therefore, he's good to go. Rav Yosef says, they respond to Rav Yosef, amar lahu saba. So, and who's Saba? Rash says, speaks up and says, Toa Taba Mishnah. So you're making a mistake. Ano Tanina La, Vikarv La Paim Tanina Ba. Says back in the Gemara, I'm Lua Saba. Ano Tanina La, Karv La Paim. I learned it as it's close to Alpine, but it's not really 2,000, it's less than that. Frankly, Gemara, but Sof Alpha Chamish Meo Tlosin Vishito Hudavian, like we just said, it's 1,536 that's going to come out. So why would you say 2,000? Says Gemara, Kevin the Nafkalu Mipalga, since we went over the half mark, in other words, went over 1,500, then Karv L'Alpayim Karlates, the next destination is 2,000, so it calls it Karv L'Alpayim. Nonetheless, Rav Yosef is pretty much knocked out at this stage. And when we say the Pruta, it means like an actual fixed number and not according to whatever the generation is, not whatever the current fluctuation of the price is, with all them inflation and whatnot. Thank you, Mr. President. Now let's break down some numbers. Gufa, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, when he came, he said, Shiar, Rav Simai Bidar Kamu Yipruta, like the story we just said, he evaluated how much it was. He said, Echad Mishon Meseri Talke, it's 1/8. Kiyasa Rav Amar, when he came, and he said, Shiar, Rav Dustai, Rav Yanai, Rav Oshaya, Kamu Yipruta, Amu Kamu Yipruta, Amu Zipruta, Echad Mishisha Meseri Talke, that's 1/6. So now, comes along Abai, and he asks, Samalei Abai, the Rav Dimi. Rabbi comes along and he says to Rav Dimi, because remember, this is, we started by saying, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, Shiar, etc. And when Ravin came along and Shiar, etc. So now, Amar Le Rabbi Rav Dimi. Nema at v'Ravin b'plukta dahani tanoika Hashem Ya'azor. Miflagisu. Let's say that the two of you, one said it's 1/8, one said it's 1/6, that machlokas between you and Ravin, Rav Dimi and Ravin, is actually coming out to earlier machlokas that we see in machlokas Tanoim. These speaking of Amarayim, but it's machlokas Tanoim here. The Tanya Melington of Braisa, Pruta Shama Chachamim, the Pruta, the Chacham say, says the Braisa, is Echad Mishmona B'Sar Italki. It's 1/8 of the Sar Italki. Sheish Ma'a Kesef Dinar. There's 6 silver Ma'a in 1 Dinar. Ma'a Shnei Pundyonim. 1 Ma'a is 2 Pudyon. Pundyon Shnei Isrin. One pudyon is worth 2 iser. Iser shnei musmisin, and masmas shnei kunchunkin. Kunchunk shnei prutos. Nimsa, what comes out is pruta achas mishmona b'iser italki. That's where the Tanakhama understands it, so it comes out to be it's 1/8 of an iser italki. But Shimon Gamliel Omer, here's a different evaluation. He said, shlosha hadresin lama. There are 3 hadres to a ma. Shnei anetsim lahadres, 2 hanets. To a hadres shnei shmanim lehanets, beis prutos leshamim, nimsa pruta achas mishisha beiseri talki. Grab a pen and a paper, write it all down if you'd like, look through the Rashi and you'll see how that works out. Point this, one comes to 1/8, one comes to 1/6. Lema damar amar ketanakama, do you want to say that mar, meaning you want to say like the Tanakama, i.e. Rav Dimi is saying like the Tanakama, v'ravin da amar kevashimim gamliel, that's what you want to say, this is machlokas, you guys are talking in their world, why do we need you? Amalei says back, bain didi, bain ubain ravin, aliba de Tanakama. Both myself and Ravin are working in the world of the Tanakama. V'lokashya, had yukar isure, had dezol isure. My calculation was based off the Zman of where we were when Isser was worth more, and Ravin was doing it versus when it was worth less. But at the end of the day, it comes out to exactly the same value. Had de Iker Isure kum esim va'arba bezuze. What I was talking about is when Isser were high, is when Isser was worth 24 to 1 zuz, which is a dinar. And had de Zol kum tlasin utrain bezuze. And when he did it, it turned out to be that it was 32 to a zuz. So therefore, I come out that it's 1/8 of an Isser, and according to him, it's 1/6 of an Isser, but that's only because of the fluctuating prices. But in both of the cases, it comes out to be the same amount. It's 192 coming out to per dinar. So there's no actual machlokas here. Hamar Shmuel, Kitcha B'Tamara. Let's say a guy goes and marries a woman. We're giving her a date. Oh, how sweet, a date. Anyway, Afilu Omeid Kor Tamara B'Dinar, even if the price of a core of dates is only 1 dinar, Mikudeshes. She's married, Kishchashin and Shema Shavaputa B'Madai. were worried that maybe it's worth a pruta in Madai. That's where they have less dates. Rashi Klomer says that b'makom she'ein tamar mitzuyim, we don't have any dates, so therefore obviously the price is going to be more. So therefore we're worried that maybe that's worth somewhere else. Ivanon tanan b'sil omer b'pruta b'shava pruta. We learned the Mishnah, it says, Bezil says, going with a pruta or a shavabruta. And if you want to tie into that, maybe there's a place that has something, then there's no like relevance to the statement, because you can find anywhere. Rashi says, v'im basa lomar kein ein shir kiddush. There's going to be no shir, because there's always going to be a place that's going to be worth something. And for the Gemara, lo kasha. Habakidush vade, habakidush safek. If it's worth a shavabruta where they are, then vade, they're married and nothing to talk about. Everything's good and dandy. And if someone else comes and gives a kiddush afterwards, it doesn't mean anything. But habakidush safek, in the case, was that worth the shavabruta there? Then we have a suffic kiddushin over here, and she can't get married to somebody else without a get. So that's what Beis Hillel is coming to tell you. In a vade circumstance over here, we could say this marriage is good and dandy, and the suffic in other cases you get messed over. Zogdimari story time. Ugaver the Aktish Bezavda the Urde. There was a guy who got married with a bundle of fabric. Rashi says that it's aguda shel muchen, right? So it's a fabric, a bundle of fabric. Yosef Avshim Barchia became derav v'kama ayin ba. He was checking into it. I ispei shava pruta in. He said, if there's shava pruta, then yeah, they're married. Lo, but if not, then not. V'yislei les ba shava pruta lo, but if not, then not. V'amr Shmuel Chashin and Shmuel say that we're choshesh, that maybe it's worth something in another place. Lo, kasha, ha, b'kidushi vade, ha, b'kidushi safek. The Targum, like we just described, same idea. B'kidushi vade, k'dushi safek. What he was checking into is to see whether it was kidushi vade, kidushi safek. Everything's working here. Ahu gavro, another story time. Da'aktish ba'avda d'kuchla. This guy got married to a woman. He took a type of stone, and he married her with this stone. Rashi says, Shayish Shachor, it's like black marble, Domele Kachol, it's like this turquoise blue type of stone. It's called a blue stone. The blue stone. And then what ended up happening is that someone else came along, as we're going to see in a minute, and in the meantime, came and gave this woman a pruta and married her with that. Yosef Rav Chista v'kam, Shire Rav Chista was sitting down and working out the sea with the first stone. If they shove a pruta in, if they shove a pruta, then yes, they're married. V'lo, then if that, they're not married. And the second kedushin works. So if the first one works, the second one's nothing. The first one doesn't work, the second one is full on. V'i les be shava pruta lo, but if it's less, it's not going to be good. V'amr Shmuel Chashin, we say that we're choshish such a thing, and therefore, even if it's worth less than a pruta, should be choshesh. And the Gemara of Chista lo sever legi. Shmuel Chista does not agree with Shmuel. He doesn't care about other places. It's here or the highway. That's all he cares. Well, only here, actually. Now, Amar le'ime. As we're going to see from the story, it turns out that the value of the stone actually wasn't worth a pruta. And therefore, he basically said, Chista is like, sorry, bro, nothing doing over there. It wasn't good. And the second one's married. But now the mother of the chassan comes along, and the first one, mother of guy number one, says, "I v'ha hu yom the kitcha." On the day that he ended up getting married to her, Rashi says, "Biyom shekidsha hava ba shavapruta ba'achshav uzla." Hava be shavapruta, says the Gemara. That's what it was, but then it went down in value. Amalai, he says back to her, "Lav kol kabinach da asras la abasra." Sorry, we don't believe you to answer her on the second one. Rashi says, "Lahei cherishon kedushin v'sarta abasra," and answering the second guy. Beep, turn the page. Yud Beis Amud Beis. Now, says the Gemara. Where does he get this from? Lav Hainu Dihudis the Bithu. Rav Chia, isn't this the story of Yehudis? It was the wife of Rav Chia. Rashi says, Rav Chista. Karmela, Rav Chista was talking back and saying this. The Havas Tsar Leda. She had Tsar Leda when she was giving birth. She was going through pain. Rashi says, Shahisa Yoledes to Umim. She was having twins. Damar Mar, Yehuda Vechiskia Achipazi Vitavi. Achvas, like in Yevamos, they were siblings. Armalei, so afterwards she said, Armalei Ein, this is what Rav Chisa's wife, I'm sorry, Rav Chia's wife said to him, I guess, Armalei Ein, Kibo bechavuch kidushe kizutart, when you were small, your father accepted kidushin from somebody else, and therefore Rav Chia is asir to you. Rashi says, Me'ish acher o ba'al zeh asir lecha. Amar Lav Chia said back, Lav Kukubidach the Imach the Asart Lech Alevai. It's not your mother's koch to be able to go out and answer you to me. Nice try. Amar Le Rabbanon Rav Chia said, hold on 1 second. Why are you saying it's no good the first marriage? Because you're saying the blue thing wasn't worth anything, wasn't worth a shavapruta. Amai, why are you saying that's the case? Ha'ika Sahade Be'idis, there's a hadi in a place called Idis. Rashi says this is a shemakam hosayom hayubekan v'holcholem. And you know they were here and they saw this. The yadi debahu yoma have a be shavu pruta. They know that a day was given it was worth a shavu pruta. So why don't we wait until get them over here? It says Rav Chista back. Hashta mia lo lisnua. Come on, what do you want from me? They're not here. I don't believe it. Nothing to talk about. Lav hainu Rav Chanina. Is this not the case of Rav Chanina that we saw in the Heilig Exuvos? The Rav Chanina, Eidea Besad Istan. There was this woman who says that she was kidnapped by Goyim, but she wasn't taken advantage of. She wasn't violated, therefore she should be mutter. Witnesses that Eidea Besad Istan, witnesses that she was captured were in the Istan, were in the north, meaning they didn't come here to do it. They were up north, Fateasar. And you're going to come say now she's going to be ushered to marry a coin because of them? No, nothing doing over here. So therefore we see that if you have a claim that this witness is somewhere else, we don't really care about that. They got to come and show themselves up. It says Rashi, it is be'istan ruach tzfonis v'enim boyim ha'idin v'teasar. What do you want to come and say that they're a witness there? Maybe. Because she's the one who told us this happened. We believe her. They're going to say, I think this is like Pesh Asa Pesh Esther. So over here also, there may be Adam, but they're not here, so we don't really care. The Gemara over there is talking about a story, a terrible story about Shmuel's daughters. They got kidnapped by Goyim. They were taken to Eretz Yisrael, and then what happened was they got out, and they ran into Beis Medrash, and they said that this happened to them. That's Pesh Asa. They asked themselves, Pesh Esther, and therefore you matter them. They're allowed to marry Kohanim. It's okay. That's what Chanina said. But his Chavedim said, hold on 1 second, but then maybe there's Edim somewhere else. He said, they're not here, nothing doing. So that is a precedent to do the same thing over here as well.
They argue with Chista. Rashi says, Latira mishum deikas adi be'idis.
They want to say, you can't ignore the fact that there are Edim in another place, and therefore you can't say it's mutter to the second guy. Maybe it's mutter to the first guy because Edom saw that they were good. Now, you're trying to bring a raya from a story that they were makel with women that were kidnapped. The minavla nafsha gabi shabai, who will do everything she can when she's kidnapped to make herself look disgusting that they won't be with her. She's a way of doing something. So we're makel there. But nakel be'eshazish, so therefore we should be makel be'eshazish also. We don't have reason to believe such a thing. Sorry, you don't have a raya. That raya over there doesn't apply over here, and therefore we should be worried about these edim that may have been there at the time, saying that it was the value of a shavapur the day that the blue stone was given. Therefore, it shouldn't be mutter to the second guy. So what ended up happening is when Rav Chista matter to be with the second guy, she ended up going with the second guy. She had a family, and she raised a beautiful family. But what ended up happening is that ishtar me'ahim mishpacha basura, this family, some stayed in Sura, Rashi Sinises la'acher, v'yoldalo, they got married, and etc. Uparshu abanamina, abanam stayed away, mina, they stayed away from these offspring, because they thought that they were mamzerim. Not because they held like Shmuel, who was of the opinion, wanted to say that maybe it was with a pruta in another place. That was his opinion. But that they had witnesses. Rashi says the cave in the lo mekilinan ba. There were witnesses someplace. They weren't going to be mekel. Hahu gavroda aktish b'shotisa da'asa b'shuka. There was a guy, and he got married to a woman in the shuk, in the marketplace. Rashi says, "Beshevit bad shel hadas," with this, with some myrtle branch, and as we're going to see, it wasn't worth the pruta it was given. Shalchel Rav Acha Bar Huna lekamei de Rav Yosef kahai gav namai. What's it in such a case? Are they married? Is it good? Is it not good? Shalach Lei sent back Nagde Karav. You should give this guy Malkus. And according to what Rav says, Rav says, Mishum Pritzusa, the Kadesh Mishuka. What are you getting married in the Shuk? It's not a place to go out and behave in such a way. You don't do such a thing. When you see Rav give Malkus for a bunch of things. The Itzuch Gita Kishmuel. And she also needs to get a get like Shmuel. Rav, she says, Im Bas Li Nasi Lacher, if she wants to get married to somebody else,
Kishmuel, the armor chashin and shema shava pruta mada, because maybe it's worth a shava pruta in another place. The Rav mangid al demekadosh v'shuka. Rav would give malchus on somebody who would get married to kiddushin in the shuk. The al demekadosh v'bia, someone who does kiddushin through bia. V'yawawawawawawal demekadosh b'lo shiduchay, and getting married without any shidduch. That means, in this context, what that means is, first, you agree that you want to marry and all that stuff. You don't just jump right in. Valde mevatel gita, and also a husband who's mevatel a get. Rashi says sholech get leisha, sends a get to his wife. Yigia b'shaliach va'amar get shenesati lecha batelhu. Dilma lo yadi le'inishe debatli kodem shiavol yada v'shema yitnenu ha'shaliach la'achir shabatelhu v'tinasebo. Not to be mevatel get after already on its way, because people are not going to know, or maybe she ended up getting married based off it, not realizing. And then there's a problem because he was Eishes Ish. V'al demaseh moda agita, and for a husband who would go out publicizing the fact that he was forced to go do a get against his will. Rashi says, "Kigon beget the meusa b'Yisrael, the motzi las abanes, kind of being motzi las. She has other kids, but the get really was good. V'al demitzaer shlucha d'rabbanan, and who goes and causes pain for a shliach of the rabbanan." And that is that, we're going to see that way later in the Masechta. Rashi says, Shemizmino Ladin, the guy comes to give him court orders. You're coming to court. If he had done him, Vizek, come a love. Makeh, who gets up and beats him, starts smashing him. Val de Cholosh Maita Ilave Tlosin Yomen. And for somebody who stays in a state of Cheirim for 30 days and he doesn't fix himself, he doesn't change the way he behaved. And you get Malchus, Val Chasana de Dayer Bechamua. And for a groom, a chassan who lives in his father-in-law's house. Rashi says, "Shema yikasha ba shestam chamusa ohevis is chasna," because we know that the mother-in-law loves her son-in-law. We see that in Besalim Pesachim, I think. Samach ayin. Okay, brings down something else here. Yeah, Pesachim. At the end of Pesachim, Kufiyud Gimel. Watch out with your son-in-law from your first son-in-law from your wife. So he lives in his father-in-law's house. You got to be careful. Says the Gemara, the dire in, you say that he lives in his father's house, that's going to be Malchus. Chalof lo, but if he kind of passes by, then that's not going to be a problem. This isn't an issue over here. V'ha, hu chased the chalof above to be chamua. There was a certain chassan who passed by his father-in-law's house. V'nagde Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes gave him Malchus for passing by. Rav the Gemara, hu meidam havas daima chasme. His mother-in-law was, this is already some sort of previous stuff going on. Rashi says, Chashtua mimenu, loshen domev ubas duma. Oh, remember that Gemara in Chav Zayin Sota, that's Rashi here. That this inappropriate type of behavior that was going on over there. So since stuff that was previous experience had happened over there, therefore that's why he got Malchus for even passing by. Nar Daryam, right? They come and they say that Bekul lo mangin Rav. It's not true. Rav didn't give Malchus for all these things. Elo the Makadish Babia, Belo Shiduche. Someone who has been kaddish with bia without any sort of conversation first. V'kadami, some say, v'afilim shiduchinami, even they spoke about it, mishum pritzusa. It's pritzus to go out and get married through a state of bia. Although it does work, lamaisa, we don't behave like that. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. This is going to start with taking us into the next daf. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.